This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A throne. I'm trying to keep my analogy going there and just running out of
steam. Not. The only thing that's appealing about those is the TV market. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
When I look at that, I'm like, okay, San Francisco TV market's a pretty big deal.
But how many of those people are actually? How many of those people are actually tuning in for USC games and Ohio State games and stuff? I would hasten to wager that when Ohio State is on television on the same day, no matter who they're playing, and somebody in USC is on, it might be a push in the Southern California market about who draws a bigger number. And I don't even think it'd be a push. I think it'd be a huge number for Ohio State in the Bay Area.
Well, I also think the other thing is that, you want that Big Ten network in Bay Area. I don't even know if they're on cable there or not. Yeah, they are. So they're still getting money per household in there, no matter whether they have a team there or not. So that might make sense, depending on your platform that you pick it up on. All right, I do want to talk about Ohio State. Tim, you have seen I think I've asked this question before, and I am still blown away every time I watch this kid play. Jeremiah Smith, those two catches last week, I jumped out of my chair on both.
He is just the end around.
I'll give you that, too, when you think about all the all-purpose yards he had. Good point on that, Tim.
You were playing your own solo version of Musical Chairs. I would love to see video of that. But beside that point,
I would lose, by the way.
You were cheating. You had three chairs. You could never miss.
Well, I don't know. I mean, TV anchors at one point, never mind. Long story.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. We won't go there.
No.
But this guy's the real deal. I mean, Chris Carter said it on the Tim May Show, my podcast, back in midsummer. He should start first game, first play. He expected him to make an impact in college football. And this is the guy, Chris Carter, the best wide receiver I've ever seen come through Ohio State. I'm talking about, on a three-year basis. But Jeremiah Smith has gotten off to a better start than any freshman I've ever covered at Ohio State in the wide receiver core. He's the real deal. He's a huge guy. I mean, he's on top of everything. He's big. You know what I mean? I mean, he can do everything you want from a wide receiver. Plus, physically, he's imposing for a 5'11", 195-pound cornerback. So, yeah, I'm not surprised based on what we saw in the spring and what we saw in preseason camp about him. He is like Chris Carter in the sense that he makes a play almost every practice where everybody wants to applaud. Then he gets in games, and that play – when Devin Brown got sent into the game last week, after Will Howard got the breath knocked out of him, and suddenly Devin Brown's in the game. I wrote a story about this in, at LettermanRow.com this week. The audacity of the coaches right now, what they feel about this offense, going for it on fourth downs, et cetera. But that was a 3rd and 10. Devin Brown's coming in literally cold off the bench, and they felt good about Devin Brown. And they called a little pass play, a little basically a little wide receiver wheel route is what he ran from the slot. And Devin Brown puts it right there where only Jeremiah Smith can get to it, which he does with one hand. You know, and I'm telling you, I tweeted it and have talked about it since then. That's one of those great plays in Buckeye lore, man. You're going to be going, hey, you remember that play where Devin Brown came in cold off the bench and threw that ball to Jeremiah Smith? He made a one-handed catch and touched in, got inside the pylon for a touchdown to put them up 24-7 over somebody. That's what you would forget. It was at Michigan State.
Right.
But, I mean, that was as cool a play as I've seen in a while at Ohio State. Reminds me of Justin Fields coming back after getting knocked out against Michigan, coming back in the game and throwing that touchdown pass to the left corner at Michigan. What was that, 2019?
Yeah, it's got David Boston feel on it. Now I think about it. You got me reminiscing about all the great catches that over the last 25 years for Ohio State.
One-handers.
Yeah,
these one-handers have become passe almost. It's kind of like 300-yard drives on the PGA Tour.
I don't know, man. Those catches last week, I know.
It was
amazing. I think the other part of it, too, and just, listening to the postgame press conference last week with him, this kid's got his head on straight, too. He seems grounded. I don't know if it's because he's a freshman, but I'm listening. I'm like, this kid's got some serious marketability to him, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's humble. He took the blame for that interception the week before.
Yep.
It's kind of a combo between him and Will Howard. It was basically the ball Will Howard threw up for Jeremiah Smith just to beat one man on, and the ball was intercepted. And Jeremiah was just a little off, discombobulated is the word I would use, at the end of that play, and couldn't do what he does best, in my opinion. What sets him really apart is putting himself between a defender and the football. And I think you can work on teaching that, but, boy, some guys can just do it naturally, and he's one of those guys. But, yeah, I posted this video on Twitter where Ryan Day was talking about Jeremiah Smith, and Jeremiah was standing back behind Ryan Day to our left as you look at the video, and the look he gets on his face when Ryan also says, and one other thing, he seems to be coming out of his shell now, meaning personality-wise, He's a freshman, just hoping he fits in, and then now he's one of the stars of the show. It's pretty cool, but this is – I'm telling you, keep reminding people, this is a loaded football team.
All right, Tim. So what do you think of this? Is there any fear of Iowa whatsoever? They're like scoring over 30 points every so often, and it doesn't make me comfortable. I like my Iowa where they score 14 points a game, and Kirk Ferentz is doing nothing but punting.
Yeah, you like your Iowa. You like your Iowa poached, not sunny side up. I'm seeing where you're going there. Yeah, there's fear because this is the best team Ohio State's played so far. They have a legitimate defense, an offense that clearly is 100% better than it was last year in terms of scoring points. Because what was it averaging last year about the time? About 11 points a game. You know what I mean? Now
it's 3-4 points a game.
Their OC resigned because he couldn't average over 25 points a game in modern college football. It was unbelievable.
I know. It was crazy. But Ohio State's still the better team. And Iowa will step into the ring and throw some punches. That is without a doubt. And Kirk Ferentz's modus operandi is just like any other old-time coach. Get the game to the fourth quarter with a chance to win it. I don't think they get there tomorrow with a chance to win it. Could be wrong, but Ohio State can hurt you in so many ways. Iowa has as sound a defense as you're going to find out there. But this isn't as good an Iowa defense as they've had in the past either. So the fact that Ohio State can hit you with like five or six different options from one play to the next, and we have the same personnel and run something totally different. And I don't mean just from a run to a pass, but from a run to a run, the way they can, the variety they have in their running game now, much less their passing game. I just see Ohio State holding sway tomorrow. Last time I got really worked up and was making a big deal about Iowa's defense and how it could be a close game. I think Ohio State won 54-10. So, like, was that 2 years ago? And Iowa had a quarterback that couldn't couldn't hit a wall from the middle of a room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, really bad. That was a pretty good line I just had right there.
That was. You're always, that right, you always deliver. You always deliver.
A good line.
You need to write that. Like,
yeah. Couldn't hit an ocean throwing from the boat, you know. But I just feel Ohio State is better. I mean, all the way around, better. I think its defense is better.
I the biggest thing I keep noticing about Ohio State is I think the offensive line, and then you got guys back that just keeps getting better and better. And yeah. Then I've got to compare that to the Browns too. So
this is they're going against a defensive line that's quite sound that makes you fight them to get to the second level to block a linebacker. I mean, yeah. They are really great at stump their linebackers for tackles. So that'll be challenge number one for Ohio State tomorrow. But with that in mind, on our bold predictions at LettermanRow.com, that dropped today, I have Quinshon Judkins gaining at least 100 yards in this game. So
ooh, I like
I think
it.
I think they will crack the safe, the wall, the fence, the border fence, whatever you want to call it.
Tim, we got to roll. Appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you about Oregon next week, my friend. Thank you, Tim.
Take it easy,
always
man.
A pleasure, fellas. See you later, Dandy.
That's right.
Talk to you later, Dandy. What a man. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we'll come back. Kevin Stefanski's press conference live from Berea. And then don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will do quick predicts where you give us a score of the Browns-Washington game on Sunday. And then we'll you also want to give us Monday morning's headline. That's all straight ahead. I'm Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092. We're in holding mode now, waiting for the shuttle to go up. We are waiting for Kevin Stefanski's press conference. Live from Berea, we will carry that. Normally, it's his Friday press conferences are normally pretty quick. We'll get updates on injuries. I think that's normally the biggest one. When we talk about the injury report that came out today, talking about the folks that have been back at practice, hopefully, you're trying to. David Njoku had the day off yesterday. It was a scheduled day off. So that's a good sign that if he is in his normal routine, that he could be back this weekend. Neither one of us believes that Nick Chubb's going to be out there, but. He is practicing without a brace on, and hopefully he'll be ready soon. They've got 21 days from, Wednesday to decide whether he's on the permanent IR for the rest of the year. So they're going to have to make a decision on him at some point. It'd be nice to see Nick Chubb back out on the field on Sunday. I don't think there's anybody that's expecting it. Like, I think we'd be absolutely shocked if he's back out on the field.
Yeah, it would be very, very unexpected to see Nick Chubb back on the field. I would be floored if he played this week. Now, next week is a different story. Week after that, absolutely. But I feel like the next two, or this one here, feels like the, okay, we had him go through a week of practice. First time he's gone through a week of practice. Let's ease him back in with the idea that he's going to go up against the Eagles. I would not put him out this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
just because, and maybe that's me being overly cautious, maybe it's me being safe than sorry, all that kind of stuff, and I know he's going to want to play, but it's one of those where it's like, guys, at some point, you got to save someone from themselves. And Lord knows we learned that from the Baker Mayfield saga. So.
Just looking through some of the other good news that we, you know, were kind of hoping for as far as injuries are concerned, Jack Conklin, you know, he's dealing with that hamstring injury. He was back, and then he got a hamstring injury in practice. And so he was limited yesterday. We'll see what today is all about. You haven't seen today's injury report yet, have you?
No, it has not yet come out.
Okay.
But Jack Conklin did practice today. Jedrick Wills also practiced today. David Njoku practiced today.
So all of those things are looking good. And Ethan Posick even was limited yesterday. Yeah.
The only two that did not practice today were Jordan Hicks and James Hudson.
Oh, James Hudson. That's probably like one of the healthiest reports we've had since the season started. Looking at the big picture on where this team's at. Again, we're waiting for Kevin Stefanski, who steps to the podium, who's normally never late. That's the other thing. It's kind of interesting. He is Johnny on the spot on time almost all the time.
It happens, you know. That's how this goes with coach. Maybe having a little bit more of a practice, a little bit, you know, making sure we're covering a little bit more. You know, he was talking about earlier in the week how everybody's got to do a little bit more, and maybe this has something to do with it. They want to turn this around. You could tell that organization is upset with the idea that they are in the position that they are in right now, where their star wide receiver is being put in trade rumors because of 1-year deals and the success not being where they want it to be.
Yeah, again, you had the report earlier. We just talked about it where, you know, if they don't pick up a win here in the next 2 weeks, Amari Cooper could be gone on trade deadline day, which is
the 5th. Jason Lockett for us saying that other NFL executives believe that could be the case with Amari Cooper in his piece in the Washington Post.
And that's the white flag on the season, too, don't you think?
Very much so. I very much feels like the white flag on the season. I don't think there's a...
I mean, we're not even a week in October. We're talking about the season being over. Doesn't that bother you?
Yeah, because it's such a funky season. Especially like, and by funky, I mean like we see how some teams surge and then they fall back and then surge and then fall back. And I have a very hard time looking at a team in week 5 outside of like the Panthers and feeling comfortable saying like, yeah, that team's not going anywhere. Like that team has bigger fish that they have to fry than trying to make a playoff spot. Like I have very hard time saying that.
You're talking about, I'm looking at NFL right now. Right now at 1-3, they're looking at a 14% chance of making the playoffs. That's their playoff probability if they win this week. They're currently at 10%. If they lose, they drop down to 8%. And they're sitting 13th in the AFC right now based on that, which is, you know, you got to get to 7 to make the playoffs.
It's going to be an uphill battle. I mean, that is the truth of the matter. This schedule does not get easier. At any point, you're seeing good opponents, and so you're going to have to bring your A game. You're good. More than anything, can we please just get this offense to functional? I mean, I don't even need outstanding. I just need functional. I am so tired of watching broken offenses. I feel like last year, from the minute that Watson got hurt to the minute the Joe Flacco era started, you watched a broken offense. Now, once again, your quarterback is playing well, but this still feels like a broken offense. Now, maybe that's because of the lack of run game. Maybe that's the drops. Maybe it's the penalties. I don't know. Maybe it's a combination of all of it. But once again, this thing just feels so disjointed on the offensive end. And they've got to start pushing the ball down the field. They have got to start finding success in the run game on top of it so teams aren't just rearing their head back and going after this wounded offensive line. They have got to find a way to make this click. Because if this offense can find its way to average, you will find success.
I'm just looking ahead at the schedule, and I'm trying to be a little bit optimistic about where we're going with this thing. And, you know, you've got this week, you're on the road, you're at Washington, then you've got Philly. So, I mean, it's a difficult task in itself, especially the way Washington's playing right now. Then you come back home and you get back into the AFC North, where I do think that's why I just don't know exactly where to push the panic button. You know, they need to pick up at least one win in the next 2 games. They have to.
All right, Andy. So the Friday injury report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get a free consultation. Your injury report: Jack Conklin, questionable. Michael Dunn, questionable. David Njoku, questionable. Pierre Strong, questionable. Jedrick Wills, questionable.
All right, I'll take
that.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Nick Chubb is out. Jordan Hicks is out. Nyheim Hines is out. James Hudson is out. Alex Wright is out.
I just go through the out list again one more time.
Nick Chubb is out.
So Chubb is out. Okay.
Jordan Hicks is out, the linebacker.
Right.
Nyheim Hines is out, kick returner / running back. James Hudson is out, the offensive tackle, swing tackle. And Alex Wright out for this game.
Jordan Hicks is a mess, man. Ribs, elbow, triceps.
Knees and toes.
Yeah, I mean, he is a he's a trainer's nightmare right now. They got a lot of work to do on him.
Yeah, I hope he gets better soon, because it's never good when you start hitting the last season Trevor Lawrence, where the shorter list is to point what doesn't hurt.
Huh. All right, so we have the press conference coming up shortly, especially once we've heard the injury report. Normally, it happens within a couple minutes after that. So I do want to remind you, coming up to end the show after Kevin's press conference, we will do quick predicts. You give us the score of the Browns-Commanders game on Sunday, and then you give us Monday morning's headline, and then we play something funny, and then I'll keep score as we go along. It is not in any way, shape, or form a predictor, but we like to think it is, because we like to think that it's all-powerful. It is quick predicts, and it's coming up at the end of the show. So, again, you want to give us the score of the game, the headline of the game, and then we'll move right along with that. Yeah.
Any faith with the two tackles being questionable? It makes me feel a little bit better.
I feel like we'll get one back. I felt this way for the last 2 weeks.
That's a good point.
If they can just get one back, Njoku is questionable, right? Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah, Njoku is questionable.
I just think, knowing Kevin Stefanski's offenses and the ability to utilize tight ends that he has in the past, just they haven't done it. They haven't done it. Now, I don't know if this is Ken Dorsey's offense.
We now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.